This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He was 94. He was a man with a sense of honor, duty, and service to his country, which played out over the last 60 years of the 20th century. Here he is campaigning for re-election in 1992.
For an endless, enduring dream and 1,000 points of light, this is my mission, and I will complete it.
During his years as president, George H.W. Bush ordered a military operation in Panama, that is, to overthrow its drug trafficking leader, Manuel Noriega. Later, he sent troops to the Middle East to repel Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein in his attempted takeover of Kuwait. It was perhaps the high point of the Bush presidency, his approval rating among U.S. voters reaching a record 89%. There were fireworks displayed in the nighttime sky over Washington to salute that successful mission. In 2011, Mr. Bush was awarded the Presidential Medal of Honor, the highest civilian honor in the United States, presented by then-President Barack Obama. In 2014, Mr. Bush fulfilled a long-standing promise to skydive on his 90th birthday. It was the eighth time the former president had made a parachute jump. And in his retirement years, President Bush watched as one of his sons, George W. Bush, twice win the presidency, only the second time in U.S. history that a father and son both became U.S. leaders. In recent years, he was confined to a wheelchair while he battled a form of Parkinson's disease. Mr. Bush was married for 73 years to the former Barbara Pierce, a woman he met in his teenage years. Longest-serving marriage there, 73 years. Again, he died at the age of 94 yesterday. This is VOA News. European participants are trying to put up a united front at the G20 summit amid concern President Trump is using it to advance his own goals via bilateral meetings. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Trade has been at the top of President Trump's agenda at the G20 summit, from the joint signing of the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada to an afternoon session with the prime ministers of Japan and India.
We're doing a lot of trade together.
But European officials complain that behind the scenes, the U.S. is blocking progress on world trade rules, climate, and migration. A French official says the summit's final statement may have language that sets the U.S. apart, saying, for instance, 19 of the G20 countries agree on the importance of upholding the Paris Climate Accord, but the U.S. doesn't. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump says he will not meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the G20 summit. Earlier reports from the Kremlin had said that there might be a pull-aside meeting between the two leaders, but Mr. Trump told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren while he will eventually meet with Mr. Putin, he has no plans for this week.
But I will meet with him. I think we have a very good relationship, and I think we're going to have a very good relationship with Russia and China and everyone else. I mean, I think it's important. So I'll meet with him at the appropriate time.
When asked about his canceled Putin meeting on Friday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders emphasized the move was about Russia seizing of Ukrainian ships last Sunday, not an investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. The U.S. state of Alaska was hit with a powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake and a strong 5.8 aftershock. AP's Ed Donahue has the latest.
The city of Anchorage felt the quake.
Sorry, it's still shaking up here.
TK Turk at Sammy City Diner says she is used to earthquakes.
Usually you can keep walking and just feel it, but this one, nope.
The quake threw a full-grown man out of his bathtub. Anchorage's police chief says he was told parts of a scenic highway that heads toward mountains and glaciers have sunken and completely disappeared. The fire chief, Jody Hetrick, says people need to check for damage.
If you can see through walls or the whole, your house looks like it's leaning to the, listing to the left a little bit, that's probably not a good idea to state.
President Trump says the federal government will spare no expense helping Alaska, saying you have been hit hard by a big one. I'm Ed Donahue.
And British Prime Minister Theresa May has accused the opposition Labour Party of betraying the British people by trying to stop Brexit. May went on the offensive in her battle to win approval of the widely criticized Brexit agreement she negotiated with the European Union. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.